Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Cannot emphasize enough, if you're a parent, check your kids' phones. And I've had parents say, well, they need their privacy. Well, you give them privacy, people like this are coming for them. So if you pay for the phone, they live in your house, that's your phone, you check it anytime you want.
This is something that Sheriff Bob Johnson has been emphatic about over and over. Same for Sheriff Simmons, same for every law enforcement leader that I know, is that kids and phones mean access from bad people. And phones are good for good things, but phones are also good for bad things, unfortunately, and they are exploited for that purpose often. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson doing a press conference on Thursday about this underage sex sting operation that they conducted in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies. Sheriff Johnson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, if you've said it once, you've said it 100 times. If you did this operation again today, you'd nab more and more every single day you did it, right?
Yeah. It's a unlimited amount of pedophiles out there. Just they spend their entire days just trying to exploit children and meet them for sex. And we could do this, you know, ad nauseum, and they would travel from other states. They come from all over the country to meet underage girls to have sex. And fortunately, this one worked out for us and didn't work out for them, because the underage girls had guns. So
and weren't underage and could take care of themselves. So yeah. You just kind of pushing on that a little bit. I know I've asked you this question before, but I know it's the question people have is, okay, these are obviously the worst kind of predators. And if we know that doing this process, hanging out online, purporting to be somebody that they're not, gets us arrests every time, why not just keep doing it? Do it every day until we're not getting any more arrests. Build more jails. If that's what we need to do, build more jails. But don't we need to find as many of them as we can? Why don't we do it more?
Yeah, we do need to find every one of them, actually. But the problem we run into is manpower and other crimes. I could dedicate my entire major crimes unit to just doing this, and they could do it every day and get people every single day, and that would be great. But then we have homicides, we have all these other crimes, and we just do not have the manpower. I would need a unit of about 30 guys just working on computer crimes, and my total major crimes unit is 11. Hmm. So, I mean, it's just a sheer manpower issue.
Is there, I don't know, a state or a federal resource that would help solve that? Because I really do think about it in terms of, you know, what could we do to really try to catch them all, you know, or to catch even half of them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree 100%. And I'm sure there's probably a federal task force or something of that nature in the bigger areas that do actually do that. That's why we pair with FDLE. It was us, FDLE, Escambia, sent some people. I mean, we all get together and do this for a limited amount of time, get the arrest, and then we go back and do it again at a later date. And you know what we're hoping to do is we're hoping that some of the pedophiles out there will get the message and be like, well, I don't know who I'm talking to here, and you know, I could get arrested, and we'll quit doing it. That's the hope. Obviously, you know, there's guys out there that don't care. All they want to do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is try to get a child. So and those are the ones that usually travel. We had 11 that didn't travel. So they would send pictures of genitalia or whatever, but they did not come out here to meet with a child. So that's the 11 warrants we have for using the computer to entice a child. We have 11 warrants on 11 different people that we're serving now. So I plan on making their faces famous as well. You know, we had some Facebook comment or something a while back when we did this before about, well, you're putting them up there. They're not found guilty yet. You're embarrassing them. Well, yeah, we are. And hopefully they are embarrassed. They should be. trying to have sex with a child. Why wouldn't you want to embarrass them?
The you know, there are some of these criminals who can be deterred, some who cannot be deterred. But then also it's from the victim's side. You've talked about, you know, monitoring the phones and making sure that you know what apps they have or don't have or whatever. But I also wonder, like, what can I do to teach my kids, or what can people do to teach their kids what to look out for, how to be alert to getting dragged into something that they maybe didn't intend to at all? Where's the kind of first steps, or how can they, what are the danger signs, red flags that they should look for?
Yeah. And the scary part about that is you have guys out there that are very, very good at pretending to be teenagers or, you know, preteens. So you can say, well, don't talk to adults. Don't go to adult chat rooms. Don't do it. Well, they're not in adult chat rooms. They're not acting like adults. They're pretending to be people of the same age. And a lot of the time, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they'll tell them they're older. You know, it just depends. But the red flags to look out for kids would be anytime someone wants to meet with them, anytime they say, keep this, you know, don't tell your parents or don't tell anybody that we talked. You know, and that's one of the trending things that we see is these guys will be like, well, just, yeah, I'll come meet you, sneak out, whatever. Don't tell your mom and dad. I mean, that's all just red flags right there. And as I said at the press conference, two of these guys came with guns, handguns. So that tells you the kind of people you're dealing with. So the guys with handguns, it's just my idea. You're bringing handguns to a meeting with a child. That's to force them to do something. So, you know, it's just, it's a scary thing.
And it's a good note that, you know, because a lot of times I think we see this story and we think, well, why would a 14-year-old girl, an actual victim in real life, why would a 14-year-old girl be enticed by a 40-year-old man? Well, because she thinks he's a 16-year-old boy. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, the lying that goes on and the, you know, the psychological manipulation. And it's terrifying to think about how good they can be at that. And so these are all good notes for keeping your kids safe. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob. Oh, you know what? I did have one other question I want to ask you. Hang on for just a second. Totally different subject. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I just watched the movie Bike Riders. It's all about the foundation of, well, it's the Vandals in the movie, but it's in real life, it's the Outlaws. And it reminded me that a couple of years ago, you and I had talked about the issue of biker gangs, violence, crime, and things like that. But I haven't seen this much in the news or in any of the reports in the last maybe year or two. Is it gone away? Is it just kind of not a big problem? Where are we at with that issue?
Yeah, the Outlaws, they do have a chapter in Milton up in, I believe it's in American Farms right there, just south of I-10. They have a chapter house there. But when they got in the altercation with the Pagans down in Navarre, we ended up arresting a bunch of them. And after that, the Pagans have pretty much gone to Fort Walton now. They're not in Navarre anymore. But the Outlaws are still around, but they're keeping a low profile.
Okay, so because that's what I remembered is I thought it was in the south end in Navarre, but okay, so the so mostly the Pagans have left Navarre, the Outlaws are still in Milton, and because there's not sort of, you know, two groups operating in near proximity, we haven't had as much publicity problems or so much in between. That's what was the issue before.
Yeah, and you know, once they came to the forefront and had that big fight in Navarre, and then we, you know, we basically made them all famous and put them in jail. They don't like that. They don't want to, you know. If you have aggressive law enforcement around, they don't want that. So they'll move or they'll just go low profile like they're doing now. And we haven't had any problems with them pretty much since then.
No, well, I mean, that's good news. If they just want to ride their motorcycles and, you know, hang around and party and that's all they're doing, then, you know, so be it. Bob Johnson is our sheriff in Santa Rosa County. I don't know why I was going to call you Bob Jenkins for a second because I was talking to Ryan Jenkins earlier. He's our sheriff in Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, as always, thank you for the information. Thanks for working on Labor Day and for teaching us what's going on in the world. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.
You bet. 819 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality, almost new cars. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. For us, we wound up buying our Honda Odyssey there kind of backwards. Like, we kind of backed into it because what we were doing is we had to replace our Grand Caravan we'd had for like 17 years, 15 years. 16, anyway, since our oldest was born. And it was going to lose its head gasket, but not like today. We had about 6 months left in it, we figured. But we do like you're supposed to do, which is don't shop when you're hungry. Don't shop when you need a car. Shop ahead of time so you know what you're going to buy. That way, if push comes to shove, you're not trying to figure out which one and then also find the right deal all at the same time. So we went to test drive. But you couldn't test drive this car because the ones that were newer were brand new. And that's a different model year. And the ones that were, you know, a couple years older weren't the right ones either. And you just couldn't test drive them because there was a whole bunch of reasons why. So we found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. We drove it. It was a year old. It had like 12,000 miles on it. It was great. And we're like, well, what's the price? And they said, well, it's this. And we said, well, can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. And we said, oh, that's a really good price for a great car. Can you give us a day? Sure. And we came back to them a day later. Can you come down just a little bit more? And they said, yeah. And we said, can we buy it? I mean, like, we weren't trying to buy a car, but it was such a good deal on a perfect vehicle that we had to, basically. We would have been dumb not to buy it. And that's kind of the experience. And then afterwards, I mean, it's been much better than we even expected the way they take care of you as a customer. So, you know, Frontier is just a great source of good quality used cars for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Uses directed. Keep out of reach of children.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Brennan is a really talented person. He's a very gifted singer.
I'm really, really good.
How good?
I've been called the songbird of my generation by people who've heard me. That good.
That good. 823 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, man, I did watch that recently, Step Brothers, and that's a movie that didn't, for whatever reason, didn't hit me right the first time, but rewatching it, oh, my God, it's so funny. No, not all of it, but the parts that are funny are really, really funny. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, you're a big Step Brothers fan?
Oh, I love it. you know, it's just... It's one of those classic movies.
It is.
It just holds up.
It does have that
It's
value.
One of those ones that you go back to time and time again over the years. Nationwide strikes underway in Israel today. The country's largest labor union demanding a ceasefire. They want to free the remaining hostages in Gaza. The organization threatening to shut down Israel's economy. And businesses and banks already reporting disruptions. Hundreds of thousands of protesters also demonstrating in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem over the weekend. The first black woman to serve as a justice on the Supreme Court has a book coming out tomorrow, Ketanji Brown Jackson's new book, Lovely One. She says the goal is to be a society where being the first doesn't matter. And people who jumped on the...
Wait. Like, being the first of a category to be a black woman
just
on the Supreme Court. She's not saying, like, gold medals don't matter. She's saying...
Right. Okay. Not gold medals. the goal, she's saying, is just to be a society where it's, you know, everybody...
It's so common that nobody notices anymore. I gotcha. All right. Because for a moment there, you made her sound like a raging socialist. That's why I just wanted to check and make sure.
Sorry, that's my fault, not hers. I promise you that. Andrew, have you heard of the Chase Bank glitch?
I don't know. Well, tell me more.
This,
it doesn't sound familiar.
All right. This was something that was going on last week, and... apparently, it was one of these viral TikTok trends.
Okay.
So what?
Well, that's probably why I missed it.
Well, I know you're not a big talker.
Careful now. Sounds personal. Go on.
All right. So people who jumped on the viral bandwagon and exploited the Chase Bank glitch are now reporting huge overdrawn bank accounts. Now, this was a trend. It went viral on TikTok last week, maybe the week before. A lot of people were calling it the free money hack.
So, yeah, it doesn't sound suspicious at all.
Not at all. So here's what they were doing.
Oh, no, wait. Since we're talking about TikTok, that's not sus at all. It sounds completely natural when I say it, doesn't
it? You're so with it.
Thank you. Yeah. I've got big riz.
People were apparently writing checks to themselves, depositing them in their bank accounts, then withdrawing the available cash from an ATM machine. Now it's catching up to them. People are posting videos on TikTok, very surprised that they have huge negative balances of tens of thousands of dollars, because apparently the free money hack is also known as check fraud.
Oh, look at that. All right. So well done. Way to go. Appreciate it. It's a culling of the herd, so to speak. Financial culling of the herd.
Yeah, I just don't even know what to say about this. Well, how do people fall for this? But there were big lines of people waiting to go into banks and perform this.
Well, so if people are educated and they know how to do math, and then they don't, that's your answer.
Apparently, these people haven't been watching American Greed.
Reruns, no. You know? All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates are available at whitesandselectric.com. Got a tip in from a listener, and appreciate this. Red light is out at the intersection of Pine Forest and Blue Angel Parkway. So
egads.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
I don't, you know.
Four-way stop, people. Four-way stop.
Exactly. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right, John. Thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. It's Labor Day. We're live, always. Florida continues to cut landlines. How many people have landlines in Florida, would you say? Okay, so what's the number here? We're looking at, okay, so we got, what, 22 million? People.
That's a good round number.
2 million people. How many landlines are in place total, including businesses, in the entire state of Florida with 22-ish million people?
10 million.
Lower.
5 million?
Lower.
1 million?
Lower.
You're kidding, including businesses. Wow.
As of December 31st of last year, 763,000 landlines existed in the state of Florida for a population of 23 million people, it says.
And what threw me off was when you said businesses, too. And
okay.
I was like, oh, okay.
Of those, 500,000 are businesses, meaning that there's under 300,000 people with landlines in the state of Florida. Every single one of them is over 65. You know that's true. And it's, you know what it is? It's like your mom that's lived in the house for 40 years and they've never gotten rid of the landline. We haven't had a landline since 2004. Yeah. We were early because we moved from St. Louis to Arizona and we got cell phones. And I think we might have had a landline right in the beginning because we had, I hate to say it out loud, DSL. You know, we had, you know, back in those days, you know, like that wasn't a coaster. That was your online access. And, you know, but then we moved again after that. And we just like, why do we need a landline? We don't need a landline. We'll just, you know, we just won't have one. So we've for a long time, that's almost going on 20 years. I haven't had a landline. So 300,000 residences out of 23 million people have landlines, which, of course, is a problem when hurricanes. or power outages because the phone is not powered by your normal power system. It's powered by the phone line itself. How many wireless subscriptions? Want to take a stab there? 23 million people. How many wireless subscriptions?
50 million.
Not quite. 24 million.
No, oh, okay.
24 million. But another 5 million do voice over internet. So VoIP, which is, you know, wow. So 29 million altogether. Landline use two decades ago peaked at about 12 million, so about half. Of course, back then it would have been more like 70%. So anyway, just massive drop-off in landlines in the state of Florida, which, again, is, I think, no real surprise. Also because the one big thing that a landline doesn't have compared to a cell phone, portability and all that aside, is you can't backspace and correct your mistakes on the landline. Oh, man. 974. Dang it! Start over. 976. Oh! Supposed to be 975.
Struggle was real.
Also, the whole thing, like when you can't remember what the number is and you take too long, I took 1.1 seconds. You're out! You don't get that on a cell phone.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The beach vacation comes to an end this Labor Day with a crisis for President Biden. Meeting in the White House Situation Room this morning with Vice President Kamala Harris and U.S. hostage negotiators after Hamas murdered six hostages as Israel Defense Forces were approaching, including American Hirsch Goldberg Paulin. Israel in mourning, thousands called a general strike, demanding Israel's government negotiate a hostage deal with Hamas. Labor ordering the strike must end. Jonathan Dekelhan's son is still being held by Hamas. He tells Fox.
The time is over for sort of selling, perpetuating this fantasy of total victory over Hamas.
Later, the Biden-Harris team hits the campaign trail in Pittsburgh with her as the nominee. Strange sounds at the International Space Station, pulsing sounds like sonar pings from the speaker of the ailing Boeing Starliner. America's listening to Fox.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 77 right now. Sunshine, beautiful morning here in Pensacola. A 45-year-old man now charged in last Friday's shooting that left a man dead and a woman injured in Pensacola. Nathaniel Thomas facing charges of murder, attempted murder, shooting into a vehicle in possession of a firearm by a felon. PPD said they found a man and woman with gunshot wounds at 11th Avenue and Bars Street early on Friday. The man died. The woman was injured. Right now, there's still no word on a motive for that shooting. Thomas is being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. And records show he'd recently been released after a 5-year sentence in the Georgia state prison system. Seven people have died and dozens more hurt after a bus crash in Mississippi. That happened after a commercial bus rolled on Interstate 20 on Saturday morning. Mississippi Highway Patrol says six passengers died at the scene, another at the hospital. MHP says the bus was the only vehicle involved. They were apparently on the interstate when the bus left the road and flipped over after a tire blew out. A few of those victims include a 6-year-old boy and his 16-year-old sister. Some of the others have not yet been identified. 37 people in total were taken to hospitals in Vicksburg and Jackson. The investigation is ongoing. Former President Trump says he backs Florida's ballot proposal, which would legalize the use of marijuana. Florida's Amendment 3 would permit 25 companies licensed by the state to sell marijuana recreationally to adults, and it would allow possession of up to 3 ounces of the substance. Trump posted on Truth Social on Saturday morning saying whether people like it or not, marijuana legalization will happen. He also advocated for banning the use of it in public spaces. Well, a new record-length artificial reef and former passenger liner, the SS United States, is expected to make its new home in the Gulf of Mexico off of Okaloosa County. That county recently signing a deal to purchase the SS United States. They'll be discussing a $9 million proposal to sink it in the Gulf as an artificial reef tomorrow. That's something Escambia County had been talking about the last month.
You know, they have a lot more TDT funds over in Okaloosa. They have just a different setup over there. And, we were a little late to the game, unfortunately. I would hope going forward that, the county would look at issues and things like this and really take the long view. And sometimes you got to make a fast decision.
And that's Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, who says it would have been an important benefit and beneficial item for local tourism. The vessel will break the current record-length artificial reef, the Oriskany, that is off the coast of Pensacola. It's expected to draw millions of dollars each year in tourism. A teenager missing after a kayaking accident in Polk County over the weekend. The sheriff's office there says Aaron Tillman and a 19-year-old woman were kayaking on Saturday afternoon at Lake McLeod. Deputies say the woman jumped into the water to swim. When she surfaced, Tillman was in the water and struggling. He'd gone under and then never resurfaced. Deputies say the 18-year-old couldn't swim and was not wearing a life jacket. They're not sure if he jumped in or fell into the water. The search for him continues. 8:35 now, News Radio, 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing?
Not much to let you know about. A red light is out at the intersection of Pine Forest and Blue Angel Parkway. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We are going to be seeing some beautiful sunny weather for this Labor Day. Just a 20% chance of a stray sprinkle in the afternoon. Temperatures warming up near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For your Tuesday, rain chances increasing. 60% chance of rain, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 77 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 75 also in Milton.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Bud Light is celebrating the return of football season by rolling out its biggest collection of college team packaging yet. That's according to Anheuser-Busch. The collection represents 26 teams across the country and displays official team colors and prominent team logos. The cans are available now everywhere Bud Light is sold. Anheuser-Busch also announced that the cans feature a QR code that fans can scan for more information on how to win a trip to an away game of your choice. A newly published list of the best used cars says Lexus and Toyota are the most reliable choices. The nonprofit research and advocacy group's first ever ranking of 26 brands has the top two holding a commanding advantage over third place, which is Mazda. Meanwhile, Tesla, Dodge, and Chrysler placed 24th, 25th, and 26th place in the ranking, respectively. The stock market is closed for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
That time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so for today, the question that comes up in the realm of driving slash pedestrianing, it's a word, and the question is, when somebody lets you in, like if you're driving and somebody lets you in, yesterday I was driving, I was coming out of the grocery outlet over on Palafox, and a truck paused and let me in to get into the turn lane to go north, which I thought was really nice. Of course, then afterwards they tailgated me and passed me real fast, and I thought, well, maybe he didn't let me in. Anyway, you know, sometimes you misread the signals. So that's one scenario. Scenario number two, similar, not the same, is when you're crossing the pedestrian area, for example, at the grocery store or the Walmart, and the car stops. You know, like they could have gone, but they stopped. Or just a street. You know, it's not a stop sign or anything, but they kind of stop to let you go. What do you do? 437-1620. What's the etiquette? 437-1620. John, are you a thanker waver?
Oh, of course.
Always thank and wave, right?
Yes.
And sometimes I worry that, like, if I have, you know, my car has very lightly tinted windows, I sometimes worry they can't see my hand. Right. I might even roll down the window. And to quote Ryan Jenkins from earlier, wave all five fingers at them. You know, you want to make sure to use all five. Not just the one. when you wave all five at them, they know you're serious. Like, it's the hold up thing, because the level of generosity determines how emphatic you are with the thank you, right? So if they just kind of let you in, but they should have, then you kind of hold up your hand just like, you know, hey, I'm here attendance wise, right? But if they're really letting you in and it's a big deal, like, oh, thank you, you wiggle wave and you jazz fingers and all that kind of stuff. But I do that. Do you do that as a pedestrian when somebody lets you go?
Yes,
past?
Of course.
You hold up your hand.
I always say thank you.
I always worry that somebody, when you hold up your hand and say thank you, that they're going to think you're like telling them to stop. Because they're kind of the same gesture, right? You hold up your hand palm out towards them, and maybe that they think you're telling them to keep going. And you don't want to do the reverse hand, right? Back of the hand towards them. That's mean. but usually easy to communicate. Thank you. And you walk faster, right?
Yes.
I mean, if somebody stops, you want to walk fast because, A, that protects you. And it signals to them that you're serious about this. Like, right. You know, you appreciate the kindness. And I read this somewhere a while back, 437-1620, if you want to weigh in. It's on Labor Day, so feel free to text me. What is the appropriate response when you get let in or when a car stops for you? I almost always... when a car waits for me to cross the street, I wave and I mouth thank you at them in case they're lip readers / hand readers. And then you walk as fast as you can because you want them to think, wow, what an 11 out of 10 pedestrian. A+, you get a gold star. No, but I do. I feel like it's your moment to, to build the culture, to build the civics, right? To reward somebody for doing a good deed. And you want to make them feel good about doing a good deed. And if they're the kind of person that's petty and, you know, whatever, if you don't thank them, then what do you think? That jerk doesn't even appreciate what I did for him. And you don't want to have that, right?
Right.
So 437-1620, it's good civics, 437-1620. Somebody says, I wave like Forrest Gump. Bye-bye, hi! Nobody waves anymore.
Aw,
is that true? If you don't at least attempt to jog, 437-1620, you're a jerk, and you should at least give somebody a wave. I tend to think of it that way. And there are, speaking as a driver, there are always two kinds of pedestrians, right? There's the kind of pedestrian that they go a little bit faster, they wave, they thank you, they're clearly aware of the situation, and they're grateful for the fact that you let them inconvenience you. And then there's the other kind of pedestrian. You know the shaft pedestrian, right? They're going to slow down. They're going to take their walk. They're going to make you stop. They don't care. The saunter, right? The speed up and the slow down. And there's nothing that makes me want to run a person down. Like walking slowly in front of me when I have let you walk in front of me at That's, am I wrong?
You are.
Not the only run.
Right.
All right. 437-1620. We have guests in the studio. Should I ask? Isabella, are we tracking? Are you driving yet? You old enough to drive? She's not driving yet. Okay, no opinion. But you do wave and thank, right? Okay, all right. She waves and thanks. Very good. That's good upbringing. Right? 437-1620. Yeah, right. Let's see. Somebody here says, forget waving. How many guns, knives, bombs, self-defense materials did you have on you to shop at the grocery outlet? Oh, those are good people. No, those are my... Okay, so, A, I'm cheap. Grocery outlet, grocery advantage. B, I like going to these grocery stores. I like going to the grocery outlet. By the way, one of the things I see at the grocery outlet is a lot of people who aren't my normal people. I hang around, and I always like that. I like being around people that aren't my normal people. Also, it's where all the firefighters go. So I run into Escambia County Fire there all the time because they know that's a good place to get stuff, right? 437-1620, and they're such sweeties. The checkout ladies are all such sweeties there. Anyway, it's all about communication. We're still human. Yes, yes. Crosswalk, pointer, finger, point, and a head nod. Oh!
The head nod.
The head nod, yeah. Like the, I see you, and you see me, the point. That's a good one. I hadn't thought about the point because that's a... Not the point like accusatory. You're not Donald Sutherland at the end of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You're pointing as a way of saying, you know, I see you, thank you. If they only walk, honk the horn and give them a little chirp of the tires. No, don't do that. Have you ever, though? Have you ever scared a pedestrian who was really...
I never break the law.
No, so I don't.
I plead the fifth.
No, obviously, I've never done this. But... it's super satisfying to see him be terrified for a second. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not a good thing. But it does feel good. 8:46 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly through I-10, I-110, even through Pace is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if the rewarding the driver who stops is a way of participating in good civics, scaring the bejeebers out of somebody who slows down and is violating all the rules of civics might also have a building culture kind of value to it. Hey, if you're thinking about changing careers, thinking about getting a different education or an education, or, you know, you want to pick up a skill or you want to do a personal enrichment course like in literature or art or history, or you're in high school and you want to do dual enrollment, you got a kid who's in high school and do dual enrollment, or, you know, maybe you've never even heard of dual enrollment. It's actually really simple. Pensacola State College, used to be PJC, PCC, whatever, you know, state, community, junior college, you're all the same thing. But the idea is you go to high school and college at the same time. It's totally free. Okay, there's no cost. There's no book cost. And what your student can do, and I know because we have two who have already gone through this at PSC and one who's going through it right now, is they can get college credit and high school credit at the same time. So it's two birds with one stone, right? You basically go to university if you go through this where you've gotten your high school degree in regular time, but then you're like both of my oldest boys are sophomores and a half going to university in mechanical engineering. So, you know, my wife was rubbing this in the other day. She's like, how old were you when you graduated? I'm like, I graduated early in 3 years. She's like, 2.5 for these kids. But that's good. You want your kids to do better than you. Anyway, the point is they're teachers as opposed to researchers who also teach. They're focused on the student. PJC or PSC is a great resource for you and your family. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Evening, John.
Evening, Jimmy. Noise complaint.
Noise complaint.
Good morning, 8:50 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, we played that clip from John Wick. It's actually Keanu Reeves' birthday today. All right, you ready, John? Put your mic on.
Yes, sir.
You ready? How old is Keanu Reeves today?
63.
No, he's 60.
I was close. Wow, 60 years old.
How old do you feel now? Oh, my God. 60 years old. Salma Hayek is 58. Jimmy Connors is 72. Isn't it weird? I think of Keanu Reeves and Jimmy Connors being more age gap than that. Just 12 years. So, John Wick is 60 years old today.
Wow.
Or Neo, or whoever you prefer to see him as. Terry Bradshaw, 76. Let's see, 437-1620. Other things going on this day in history. 1970, NASA announces cancellation of two Apollo missions to the moon. Apollo 15, reused by a later mission, and Apollo 19. Labor Day hurricane hit the Florida Keys in 1935. Let's not talk about that. But that was bad. 423 people wound up getting killed in that hurricane. That's, we have hurricanes, and these days it's not nearly so bad, thank goodness. 437-1620, other things that are in the news. Let's see. State of Florida. We have amendments that are coming up on the ballot in November. I had been so focused on the primaries, I had been ignoring all the amendments. You know, the marijuana amendment. Anyway, it's going to pass. You know it's going to pass. You know we're going to have legalized recreational marijuana in Florida, of course. Because why? Because we had, first, it was only for the very specific non-THC, purely medicinal for the epileptic girl, the Charlotte's Web, right? Matt Gaetz pioneered that bill. So we passed that, of course, and then we passed a medical marijuana course. And what did I say all along? I said, well, this is always 1-2-3 gateway. You always are headed at legalization. Where are we at? Legalization. You know it's coming. I lived in, Oregon. I saw it all happen. You know, we probably won't go as far as they did to legalize heroin. They've actually pulled back from. You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Oregon 100% decriminalized every recreational drug for about 2 years. And then they realize this is a bad plan.
Bad idea.
They realize that this is not a good plan.
Wow.
And now they've, rescinded some of that. But sometimes you got to try a thing to find out it's not the thing you should have tried in the first place. So on a different amendment, though, we have the abortion amendment, which now Donald Trump is... What does Donald Trump believe about abortion? Nobody knows. But he's not a conservative, even though he put Supreme Court justices up. We know that. This is why people are like pro-lifers have been criticizing him ever since the primaries in which he criticized DeSantis for having the state of Florida with the 6-week abortion ban. And he's also been saying that recently. And then he got criticism from the pro-lifers, and now he's flip-flopped on whether he's going to, vote for the amendment or not. The amendment which would legalize abortion until viability in the state of Florida. And but he has to say that, of course. And I actually think I don't really know what he believes. It's impossible to tell. He says so many different things. But again, I say nobody's ever done more for the life cause. It's just that he's not an ideologue. So he's good for the issue. He's just not good with the speaking. That's true for a lot of things for Donald Trump. But the abortion statement, this is kind of interesting. On the ballot, when you see the summary, that's one of these things that they have been fighting about for a long time is what's it actually going to read when you go in to vote on it? And the revised statement on the ballot does indicate that there's going to be, quote, uncertainty about whether the amendment will require the state to subsidize abortion with public funds. That's been one of the debates, right? Opponents want to make the amendment sound like it's going to require public funding for abortion, because that's a bridge too far for some people. The proponents of the amendment want to make sure it doesn't say that, because some combination of they don't believe it would do that, but also they don't want it to say that. So now the statement is going to say, litigation to resolve those and other uncertainties will result in additional cost to the state government. That's a cost. And state courts, it will negatively impact the state budget. An increase in abortions may negatively affect the growth of state and local revenues over time, because there's fewer people to work and produce taxes, I guess. Because the fiscal impact, this is, I'm just reading from the statement. Because the fiscal impact of increased abortions on state and local revenues and costs cannot be estimated with precision, the total impact of the proposed amendments is indeterminate. So you're going to get that mouthful, apparently, on the ballot as the statement. There's going to be lots of fighting about this. I think we're going to have people come out to vote for the marijuana amendment. They're going to vote for the abortion amendment. I don't know, pro or con. That's got the possibility of affecting who gets elected statewide for different offices, but that's why people propose these amendments as well. And then the one about what fishing licenses, right? That's another one where you get, you no longer have to have a, what is it? There's a right to fishing or something like that on the amendments. I actually hadn't even seen this one. My wife was telling me about that one. So all the fun things on the November ballot. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives this Labor Day. John?
Well, if you're heading on I-110 northbound, be careful, because there's a box spring in the left lane, and then a little bit farther down, the mattress is in the road. So just be aware of that. That way you know. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, the fishing amendment that says Amendment 2 aims to, quote, preserve forever fishing and hunting, including by the use of traditional methods as a public right and preferred means of responsibly managing and controlling fish and wildlife. Sometimes they're non-issues. Sometimes they're real issues, right? The marijuana and the abortion one are real issues. The abortion one seeks to undo the 6-week abortion ban in Florida, and the marijuana one seeks to make it so that we can all smell like Chicago or Colorado, or what's that smell? Don't ask, honey. But it smells like, I know. Just keep moving. 856 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Supreme Court. This is news not just right yesterday or anything, but a little while back. The Supreme Court has again temporarily halted the latest version of Biden's money giveaway to students program, the student debt relief plan, which, they keep trying because you just can't buy elections fast enough. Anyway, Supreme Court temporarily halted, brief unsigned order. The justices declined to allow the Department of Education to put into effect the July of last year rule known as the SAVE plan, which was going to provide debt relief for lower income borrowers while challenges to the rule continues. No dissents, which is kind of interesting. This doesn't end the dispute. This doesn't solve the problem. This just means that you can't start that program, as in start forgiving debt, until it works its way through the courts. The fact that there are no dissents is kind of telling, because you would think that some of the liberals on the court would want to allow the program to start. But even Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sotomayor and Kagan did not dissent from that. So that won't be starting anytime soon. And, maybe eventually there will be a president who doesn't just try to buy the election. Oh, this is actually kind of funny. The interview with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz that they did on CNN that, perhaps edited, perhaps shortened, perhaps some of the more embarrassing moments were let out. she wants to do the loan forgiveness. This is amazing. I don't know if I should cover this now or I should wait till tomorrow. But wants to do, loan forgiveness and child tax credits and first-time home buyers tax credits and all this stuff as a way of solving inflation. So we're going to solve price inflation by giving people money. we're going to solve home price inflation by giving people money. We're going to solve the headline over the weekend was how Trump fails Econ 101 because he doesn't understand the non-relationship between windmills and bacon. Okay, fine. But how about the repeated, what I'll do on day one from Kamala Harris? I will solve the inflation crisis by giving people money to buy the goods that are too high of a price. So, dear, when you put demand into the market, what happens to the price of things? Does it go down or does it go up? Oh, it goes up usually. So your solution to inflation is more inflation?
Listen on air.